Today is Friday, the 9th of August, 2019. It is the 221st day of the year, 144 days remaining until the end of the year, 45 days until autumn begins, and 452 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 6:21 this morning. The sun will set at 8:09 tonight. We have 13 hours and 48 minutes of daylight today. The first low tide was at 1:49. The first high tide will be at 8:39. Solar transit at 1:15 this afternoon. The next low tide at 1:17 this afternoon. And the final high tide at 7:44 this afternoon. The moon is 68.8% visible. A waxing gibbous moon will have a full moon on Thursday the 15th. Today is Book Lovers Day, National Handholding Day, National Kool-Aid Day, National Polka Day, National Rice Pudding Day, National Veep Day. It's also Jerry Garcia Memorial Day. It's also Nagasaki Memorial Day. It's also the Battle of Gangut Day in Russia, International Day of World Indigenous Peoples, initiated by the United Nations, National Day in Singapore, National Women's Day in South Africa. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Jean Piaget, Philip Larkin, Daniel Keyes, Butch Warren, Linda Keen, Tommy Agee, Jack G. Jeanette, David Steinberg, Melanie Griffith, Curtis Blow, Whitney Houston, and Chris Cuomo. On this day in history, in 1173, construction of the Campanile of the Cathedral of Pisa, now known as the Leaning Tower of Pisa, begins. It takes two centuries to complete. And on this day in 1854, Henry David Thoreau publishes Walden. And in 1892, Thomas Edison receives a patent for a two-way telegraph. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. This is 91.7 KLW San Francisco, KLW.org, your local public radio and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. 10 days from now, school will be back here in San Francisco. I'll be able to read the school lunch menu at this time in the morning. But what do I do with myself in the meantime? I could always go to my local library. Here's what's going on at San Francisco's public libraries. Ever think of watching a movie in the library? Well, I know two that are showing, and they're both a couple of my favorites. Friday matinee presents Amélie. An innocent, naive girl in Paris with her own sense of justice, she decides to help those around her and along the way discovers love. It's a sweet movie and funny. 120 minutes long. Starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Noe Valley Meeting Room and the Noe Valley Sally Brunn branch of the San Francisco Public Library, 451 Jersey Street. Toss up between that and also showing at 2 o'clock at a different library, Charlie Chaplin's The Kid, the 1921 silent masterpiece with Jackie Coogan as a little kid about the little tramp and an orphan, not rated. It's 53 minutes long. It's part of a series called Films and Video Program from San Francisco Public Library. 2 o'clock at the Presidio Meeting Room at the Presidio Branch at 3150 Sacramento Street. And that's what's showing at a couple of San Francisco Public Libraries. Some fun things to do. You can go to sfpl.org/summerstride. BBC 50 Things next on KLW. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock today. More BBC News later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Did you see the fire? There's a warehouse in Oakland. It's burning this morning. Traffic on 880 is slow in both directions. Drivers are slowing down to look at it. The fire is near 25th Avenue and East 13th Street. As of 6:45 this morning, it was a 3-alarm, and many firefighters are trying to put it out. People are taking pictures and posting them on social media. The snapshots are showing a huge plume of smoke over the area. It's not known what caused the fire, and it's believed air quality in the East Bay will not be great. A little bit more is being learned about the 19-year-old who shot, killed, and injured people at the Gilroy Garlic Festival a couple of weekends ago. He had in his car a passport, a clown mask, a wilderness survival guide, and bottle rockets. The FBI is treating the killings as domestic terrorism, but they still don't have a motive. The shooter's car was searched, so was his family house in Gilroy and his apartment in remote Nevada, where he bought the rifle. One more person is dead as a result of the fire that destroyed Paradise in Butte County last year. 72-year-old Paul Ernest died from complications from his burns. His family announced he passed away on Monday. Paul and his wife, Susie, tried to flee the fire in his all-terrain vehicle. They could not get through because of stopped vehicles and downed power lines. They were injured as they held in place behind a boulder. Mr. Ernest's death raises the death toll to 86 souls, and the campfire last November also claimed 15,000 homes. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance.